If you've been following along, then you will know that this is the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast. And this is episode 20 of Bereshit, In the Beginning, or what I would also call a beginner's commentary to the book of Genesis. Now, in the last episode, we heard the Lord say, I will wipe out mankind whom I have created from the face of the land, mankind and animals as well, and crawling things, and the birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them. However, we closed that episode with, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. So let's pick up this episode by covering verses 9 through 12, beginning in verse 9 through 12. These are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Now, we could just stop right there, but let's go on. There's still three more verses. And Noah fathered three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence. And lastly, in verse 12, and God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for humanity had corrupted its way upon the earth. So let's talk about that a bit. To walk with God. Wow. I mean, unlike the people of his generation, Noah, if you recall, the name means restful, walked with God. What does that even mean for you and me today? Quite frankly, it means the same thing as it did all those years ago. To obey God. To turn your heart, your desires, and intentions to God. It also says that Noah was righteous and blameless. But that does not mean perfect or without fault. Oftentimes we confuse what it means to be righteous to mean perfect. Let me say that again. We often confuse what it means to be righteous to mean perfect. Now, from a biblical perspective, and that is the only perspective that matters, perfection does not equal righteousness. It can't, because we are impossible of being perfect. We can't be perfect. So to be righteous means to be in right standing with God. Let's take another look at that verse and Noah's behavior, as we are told that he was a righteous and blameless man in his generation. With the world being totally corrupt and filled with violence, much like today, might I add, Noah stood out like a sore thumb because he bended his ear and his heart and his actions to the will of God. Are you walking with God? Have you bended your ear, turned your heart towards God, and acted in a way that is pleasing to Him? Do you stand out like a sore thumb? How incredibly difficult it must have been for Noah to live righteously before God in a world so corrupt. The parallels are crazy because take a look around. Our world is corrupt, but we are called to stand out. Let's pick up in verse 13. Then God said to Noah, "The end of humanity has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of people, and behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth." Now, we need to pause for a second and just look at the amount of time that elapsed before we get to this point. Right? When you go all the way back to creation, to the first violent act, murder, and how it just got progressively worse and worse, and now we are here, and now God is saying, "The end of humanity has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of people. And behold, I'm about to destroy them with the earth." Picking up in verse 14, this is God speaking. "Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with compartments and cover it inside and out with pitch." Pitch is like this black tar, sticky stuff. Verse 15, "This is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. Now you can go on the internet and look that up and get an idea of just how big this vessel was. Verse 16, "You shall make a window for the ark and finish it to a cubit from the top and put the door of the ark on the side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. Now behold, I myself am bringing the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which there is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall perish." Can you imagine? Imagine walking with God so closely that you are now singled out as the only person, family, that is destined to be saved. What would you do? It is said that Noah was a preacher. Many believe that during the span of building this large floating barge, he most likely also told everyone about the impending doom. So I have a question. Have you told or been telling anyone of the impending doom? That the end is drawing near and this period of grace will come to an end and the door will be shut. You see, back then, people didn't respond to Noah's warnings, much like today where people refuse to hear the truth. But let it not be said of you that you did not sound the shofar, warn your friends and neighbors. So there you have it. Until next time, Yevarekaka Adonai Vaishmareka, Ya'er Adonai Pana Veleka Vihunaka, Yisa Adonai Pana Veleka Ve'yasim Lecha Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. Shalom. And one more thing. If you want me to cover something else, go into something a little bit more deeply, you have some questions, there's this new feature on the app that allows you to interact. So it's there. God bless you.